You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 05.09.2024. Current time is 05:57 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That's the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this Want to Be Friday Thursday morning. And this is the Fireman Rich audio podcast, Morning Coffee. Good morning, folks. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app, as well as we're at Fireman Rich over there on X, Truth Social, Blue Skies, Instagram Threads, and on the public Facebook, it's The Real Fireman Rich. And this is The Real Fireman Rich. But I post primarily on X now, and I floated over to about five or six, actually seven different other platforms, posting platforms here. And it's fun stuff. But we're back here doing the audio podcast on this Want to Be Friday for a hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD. And what better way to start the day is with the morning coffee. And I do have the morning coffee in hand. Good stuff. So let's go ahead and back out the intro music there. And I hope everybody is having a good week so far as we're pushing towards the weekend. Like we always do. That's the main objective, right? Get through the week, get to the weekend. And so we're doing that. And we're having a pretty decent week ourselves here as far as we did the mowing the lawns there Tuesday. And we had some good weather here yesterday, it's a gorgeous day, and it was supposed to be up in the 80s, and it was, but we had a nice breeze. It just made it I took a very long nap yesterday, too, with the windows open. It was really nice, so, which was good because last night, which would be a Wednesday night there, we did something different. Normally, if I'm online live streaming, I will be gaming or something like that, but we did a pilot broadcast last night of a show or a broadcast I'm calling. I don't like calling them shows or broadcasts. I like to say I'm a amateur broadcaster or a wannabe broadcaster. But we had a pilot. I had a pilot broadcast last night on Rumble Studio and broadcast it out to Twitch, X Live, YouTube Live, the Facebook, the one Facebook, the public Facebook didn't take, and a locals. It was a total of six platforms. I always screw up on the Facebook, public Facebook's stream key there. You got to manually input that just before, and I think I took too long to do that. But then I'm also posting on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8 other platforms with the Rumble Studio hot link web address, the link to the live broadcast as well to Rumble. So we did that and we had fun. And the subject last night was about TikTok. So I had a lot of information on TikTok. And I said, yeah, I gotta talk about this. It's been talked about as well as that goes. But I wanted to give my side of it. And the whole premise of this particular type of broadcast, LT as I'm calling it, Let's Talk, dot, 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 and then whatever the subject may be, or else just maybe Let's Talk, dot, 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 shoot the shit, or something like that. But had fun with that. We were on for about an hour, and we got a lot of good information out there concerning the latest on the issue with TikTok. There is a law, and now they're contesting the law as far as that goes. So a law is a law. It's very hard to contest a law, and especially when the way it's been drafted specifically for you, I think it's pretty airtight as far as what they have to do. But in a nutshell, TikTok has to sell the American portion of TikTok to some entity, a group of people, which they're lining up as far as that goes. And it's American, it's considered an American company. And there's some issues the U.S. government has with TikTok. And there's a lot of other countries that have issues with TikTok where they've actually banned it. And I kept on talking about the fact that I used to say it was we need to have the ban, but no, there's a law now, so you have to abide by the law. That's the take I'm taking. So we had fun with that, and I'm not sure if I'm going to do that on a weekly basis. Like I said, it's just a pilot, and I may put up later today here on Spotify that particular broadcast as well. I have it everywhere else. Why not put on Spotify? Because Spotify, for podcasters app, puts broadcasts to Spotify because Spotify owns us. And this isn't a commercial. I'm just talking about it that I love the Spotify for Podcasters app. No affiliation as far as that goes, full disclosure, like I always say. But Spotify, once you do an audio here on Spotify for Podcasters app, either on the app or the webpage, you can it gets distributed to Amazon Music, which is pretty big. Apple Podcasts, that's huge. CastBox. Google Podcasts, iHeart. I'm on iHeart. I'm still amazed at that. Also over on Overcast, Pocket Cast, Public Radio Public, and of course, like I said, Spotify. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, let's see, 1, 2, 3. Oh, I forgot there is an RSS feed. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 additional places on top of the. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 16 plus 6. That's 22 places that's going to be posted to. So it's a wide distribution. I'll say distribution. It's not a network. It's a distribution to those particular locations. And I want to say for the places that it goes audio-wise, thank you, Spotify. You're maintaining the app, and it's a very workable app, and I've been using it for years, and we'll be continuing to use it. So enough about that. Let's see. Currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, it's 53 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to 11 degrees Celsius. And we're going to have, what's the day today? Considerable cloudiness. Looking out the window, and yep, there's cloudiness out there this morning. Occasional rain showers this afternoon. High of 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Big difference from the 81 yesterday, but it didn't feel like 81. It was a nice, cool, no humidity. Humidity was very low yesterday. Winds for today will be out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 40%, and it looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy. Maybe some rain coming in after dinner time, 5, 6 o'clock. Sun rose this morning at 0552. That was let's see, it's 5:06 now, so about 18 minutes ago. No, 6. And then 8, that's 14 minutes ago. 15 minutes ago, the sun rose this morning, 5:52 a.m. And it will be setting later today at 8:14. And our world times and temperatures as I speak. Starting in Honolulu, Hawaii this morning at 12.06 a.m., it is clear skies, 73 degrees Fahrenheit. In Phoenix, Arizona, we have clear skies in Phoenix, Arizona at 3.06 a.m. this morning, currently 64 degrees Fahrenheit. In the windy city of Chicago, Illinois, at 5.06 a.m., it's raining in Chicago, 60 degrees Fahrenheit. In the jungle, the mighty jungle of New York City, at 6.06 a.m. Currently, it's 6.06 a.m. here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York also. But in New York City, it's sunny and clear this morning, 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Across the pond, the Atlantic Ocean, in Cork, Ireland, 11.07 a.m., and it's cloudy, 60 degrees Fahrenheit in Cork. And over to Milan, Italy, it's 12.07 p.m., manja, lunchtime in there in Milan, and it's sunny and clear, 71 degrees Fahrenheit. And over in, all the way over to Kuala Lumpur at 6.07 p.m., we still have some rain and thunderstorms this morning. Yesterday, we looked at the world map on the live stream over on Rumble Studio, and it said it was raining and thunderstorms, but we didn't see any clouds there. Maybe they have them in stealth mode or whatever. But this morning at 6.08 p.m. in Kuala Lumpur, it's thunderstorms, 84 degrees Fahrenheit. In Tokyo, Japan at 7.08 p.m., clear skies with some cloudiness, 61 degrees Fahrenheit. Melbourne, Australia, 8.08 p.m., it's raining in Melbourne, 58 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Sydney, Australia, 8.08 p.m. in their early or their evening time, cloudy skies, 62 degrees Fahrenheit. And those are our world times and temperatures as I speak. And I'm not sure if we might get some rain. Could be. Looking out the clouds. And lawn's looking nice. I'm just glad I got the lawn mowed this past Tuesday. That was a fun Tuesday afternoon. And let's see, we have for our national days today, we have National Alphabet Magnet Day. Yeah, we used to have those on the refrigerator. They just collect things. You collect the alphabets. We've got a few magnets on our refrigerator. Let's see, National Sleepover Day. Okay. Let's see, National Moscato Day. Ooh, I like a good Moscato. We have National Homefront Heroes Day. Hats off to all those Homefront heroes. And we have National Lost Sock Memorial Day. There's a couple, I wear white socks. I like wearing white socks. And I have a couple pairs of socks that are mismatched. And it's pretty interesting. The first time I saw that, I was like, should I change them back? No, they're all right. Sock's a sock. If it goes over your foot and it keeps it warm and dry, that's a good sock. We're going to go with, like we always do, the foodie. We're going to go with National Butterscotch Brownie Day. Hashtag Butterscotch Brownie Day. On May 9th, each year, recognized as a delicious treat, butterscotch brownies. Also known as blondies or brookies, brownie and cookie made their debut before chocolate brownies. Oh, I didn't know that. Recipe dates back to 19th century and are made up of flour, brown sugar, butter, egg, baking powder, and vanilla. Walnuts, pecans, and butterscotch chips are sometimes added to the brownies as well. So there we have it. We're going to go with National Brownie or Butterscotch Brownie Day. Hashtag Butterscotch Brownie Day. We do have a good story here, an interesting story, as you can see from the audio art to the audio podcast. It looks like an eagle. Well, it's a special eagle. It's a special eagle. It's not an American bald eagle, but it does look somewhat like a bald eagle. And this eagle is a probably a full grown. That eagle in that picture is probably standing a good almost 3 feet, believe it or not, because I've seen American bald eagles and they can stand that tall. But this eagle is a white-tailed eagle, and the story is the white-tailed eagle breeds in Belgium for the first time in 500 years. Where have they been? How do they populate? Let's see. The white-tailed eagle nesting and breeding in Belgium has been observed for the first time since Florentine explorer Giovanni de Verrazzano became the first European to look upon the island of Manhattan. That means 500 years ago, and while they are not an endangered bird, they are at other places, it's a sign of a brilliant comeback for a bird that had been heavily depopulated across most of Western Europe. One chick was recorded hatching at De Blankart Art Native Reservation in Western Flanders to a pair of mates called Paul and Betty, and a second chick is expected soon. While parts of Norway, Russia, and Germany will find this bird, also known as the sea eagle or gray sea eagle, a joyous yet not uncommon sight. It's rare yuletiding passerby in Belgium. So they're not in Belgium, but they're expanding into Belgium. Rushing to protect Paul and Betty, the local government set up an area around the nest where intruders are threatened with a fine of up to 500,000 pounds, or euros, I should say. France and the Netherlands and reintroductions have been carried out in Great Britain and Ireland as one of Europe's chief eagles. The return of the once widely distributed bird is long overdue. Numbers fell particularly fast in the 20th century, coincided with an increased agricultural chemical burden that has largely lifted off the landscape. And that's the thing that's we're finding here in the United States that might be affecting our American bald eagle. The populations, I don't know if they're still in the endangered, they're protected species, the American bald eagle. And that's what this eagle looks like, but doesn't have the black and the white cap head, but does look it's a relative of it. While parts of Norway, Russia, and Germany will find this bird, also known as a sea eagle, a gray sea eagle, a joyous yet not uncommon sight. It's, like I said, rare to be looked at in, rare in Belgium. As a result, there are now over 6,000 breeding pairs in Europe, and the species is listed as least concern by what is called the IUCN Red List. I guess that's endangered species list. And I guess the American bald eagle would be, on a list here as far as not too concerning, but it almost was extinct. I can remember back in the 70s, 60s and 70s growing up in grade school, we had these news publications called the Weekly Reader. Once a week, you got this, it's like 2 pages newspaper for kids. And one of the stories they had was of the bald eagle and the shell of the underdeveloped eggshell of an eagle chick that it just grossed us out as kids. It's like felt bad for the eagles, but they made a comeback. Normally eagles here in North America or up there along in Alaska, Canada, and the great northwest of Washington State and Oregon up that way, and floating over to Montana, I would imagine, too. But we have eagles flying here in New York State. There's eagles that fly over my house, American bald eagles, and I've seen them wandering around near local lake sites and stuff. The one time I saw 7 eagles, a mother, father, 2 eagles, young adult Eagles from the year before, along with three other current Eagles that were doing their first flight. So seven Eagles. What a sight. Of course, I didn't have my phone ready to take the picture, but I was just in awe of that. But there are Eagles that fly overhead, and I just stop whatever I'm doing to watch them. They are just a magnificent bird. And I imagine this this particular white-tailed eagle is the same way, a majestic bird flying there. So still, tell that to the Belgians, who for 500 years have almost never seen the animal that was once fairly common in their land. Iconic for Europeans as far back as 6,000 years, when the sea eagle bones were ceremonially interred with human remains. They are presented on coat of arms and other carvings, and their talons have been found to be with notches cut by Nathanaelians. I guess they use them as good luck charms or something like that. So that's a good story. I like a good bird story. You know, we had one a week ago about that little bird that was first sighting here in the North America. That I forget the name of the bird, but it had a red breast and blue cover. Not normally seen here. So this is a good story to the resurgence of the white-tailed eagle there in Belgium. First time in 500 years. So that's pretty cool. Let's see now in our histories for today. Let's see what do we have here. First political cartoon was created in 1754 and appeared in an American newspaper in the British colonies as a divided snake. Am I gurgling? Okay, we're back. I was gurgling there. I had my volume turned down on the thing here, but okay, for our history, we have the first political cartoon to appear in a American newspaper, the New British Colonies as a divided snake, eight colonies pondering revolution, with the caption, Join or Die, by Benjamin Franklin, the founding father. And in 1800, the white preacher, John Brown, who was an abolitionist who led an army of anti-slavery raids in Kansas and Harper's Ferry, Virginia, was born in Connecticut, 1800. And then on this day, Mike Wallace, an investigative journalist and media personality known for his four decades at 60 Minutes, was born in Massachusetts. I like Mike Wallace. He passed away back in 2012, but today would have been his birthday, so God bless and Godspeed, Mike Wallace. 1945, Czechoslovakia on this day was liberated from Nazi-occupied Germany, so it's a national day there in Czechoslovakia. And 1955, 10 years after the Nazi surrender of West Germany, Germany surrendered, West Germany joined NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and on this day, uh, 1983, John Paul II, one of my favorite popes, announced a reversal of the Catholic Church's condemnation of Galileo in 1633, 350 years after the scientists declared that the Earth was not the center of the universe. I guess they didn't like that back then. They called that, was that considered early hate speech? Who knows? Let's see. In 1860, writer J.M. Barrie, the creator of Peter Pan, was born in Kenmure, Scotland. I don't think I pronounced that right, but was born in Scotland. So I don't think he's with us today. So God bless and Godspeed there, J.M. Barry. 1914, President Woodrow Wilson acted on a joint congressional resolution signing a proclamation designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. So the Mother's Day is coming up. That's actually this Sunday. Mother's Day is coming up. So in 1945, with World War II in Europe at an end, Soviet forces liberated Czechoslovakia from the Nazis. So thus, today is a national day there in Czechoslovakia, thanks to the Soviet Union back then. U.S. officials announced that a midnight entertainment curfew had been lifted immediately, so they could party in the streets. In 1962, scientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, succeeded in reflecting a laser beam off the surface of the moon. That's 1962. Wow. Beam me up, Scotty. And let's see. What else do we have? I remember this. This was a talk when I was in grade school. 1970, President Richard Nixon made a surprise and impromptu pre-dawn visit to the Lincoln Memorial. I've seen the Lincoln Memorial. It's fantastic. But can you imagine standing there looking at the Lincoln Memorial, and you look to your right or left and you see the President of the United States coming towards you? I wonder, the Secret Service detail that protects the president must have been gone apeshit for an impromptu pre-dawn, where he chatted with a group of protesters who had been resting on the memorial steps after protests against the Vietnam War and the Kent State shooting. So he was probably trying to get a younger person's perspective of what was going on. Troubling times back in that era, in the 70s. Late 60s and early 70s. Let's see. Do we have anything else? And I think that's about it. In 2020, rock and roll pioneer Little Richard, known for his piercing wail, pondering piano, and towering performance, died in Tennessee at the age of 87 after battling bone cancer. He had helped shutter the color line of music charts while introducing black R&B to white America. So thank you, Little Richard. Okay, that's it for the history. This weekend we do have some UFL action going on. I will be talking a little bit more about it on Saturday morning on the Let's Talk UFL football, that is. So that's the sports version of Let's Talk, where Let's Talk, the pilot program, is a non-sports type, just a discussion, a talk about things. It's a spur off of the football broadcast that I do every Saturday. We're on week 7 of the UFL, so we have the Memphis Showboats going against the Arlington Renegades down there in Arlington, Texas, Saturday at 1 p.m. And then the second Saturday game is my St. Louis Battlehawks. Full disclosure, that's the team I'm rooting for this year. That's I like that team. I've always liked that team. It's a good team, and they fill the stadium there in St. Louis. But this game is going to be down there in Birmingham Stallions, who are undefeated. So this is a very important game right here. So that's going to be Saturday at 4 p.m. On Fox. The first game will be over on ESPN, but this game will be on Fox Sports. And I will definitely be watching this game. This is maybe a prequel to the first UFL championships, because both of these teams are first in their conferences, the two conferences being the XFL and UFL. On Sunday, May 12th, we have the Michigan Panthers, who won a squeaker last week with Jake Bates, the kicker there, going to Washington to play the DC Defenders, and that's on ESPN at 12 p.m. Sunday. And then the 3 o'clock game down there in Houston will be the San Antonio Baramas versus the Houston Roughnecks down there in Rice Stadium, and that's also on ESPN. So all the Fox, there's only one Fox football game. Fox is only broadcasting one. The rest are all on ESPN as far as that goes. So it should be a good weekend of some UFL football. Week seven. We're moving right along. Last night in the NBA, the New York Knicks won against the Pacers. But let's see, going back, the Boston Celtics, they did beat the Cavaliers Tuesday night. And they... let's see. They play tonight at 7. But last night, the New York Knicks won 130-121 against the Indiana Pacers. So I'm wondering if they're going to go back to Indiana now. So Indiana, they're a good team. They could probably come back and tie that. But if the Knicks can get one game out of the two, that would be good, and come back to Madison Square Garden and finish it in 6. So, and when do the Knicks play next? They play tomorrow at 7 p.m., Friday night. And tonight, though, it's the Celtics and Cavaliers. The Celtics had no problem taking care of the Cavaliers, the Cleveland Cavaliers on what was that? That was Tuesday. 120-95, they won. And in baseball, let's see. We have Tuesday night, we had the Yankees beat the Astros 10-3. That's good. And the Mets beat the Cardinals. That was Tuesday night. Last night action, or yesterday action, we had the Yankees winning against the Astros again. Yankees are playing some good ball. And did the Mets win? The Mets play. Let's see. No. I think they had the night off. Tonight, Astros at Yankee Stadium at 5:05. That's an early time there. And I don't see the Mets. Let's see. Yeah, the Mets, I guess they're taking 2 days off. They'll, let's see, tomorrow, Yankees will be down there in Florida playing the Rays, and where are the New York Mets? Oh, they're the Mets. They're playing the Braves are coming in tomorrow. So the Braves will be playing the Mets. That'll be interesting to see. I'm not a Brave fan. They always seem to beat the Mets, though. So there's our baseball action, and we are at 32 minutes here for the audio podcast. So I like to keep this within a 30 to 45 minute range, and we're going to go ahead and exit stage left here, get our day started, finish our coffee, and get another cup of coffee, that's for sure, and start the day. So I appreciate your listens to the Fireman Rich audio podcast here on Spotify for Podcasters app. And we'll be broadcasting tomorrow on Rumble Studios to all those other fine social networks that do multi-broadcasting in the manner of speaking. I'm having a group of fun with that, folks. Group of fun. And you can check in on all the fun that I'm doing over there, where I post the links to good stuff, all that good stuff that I'm doing on X, at Fireman Rich on X. I'm also at Fireman Rich on Truth Social, Blue Skies, Instagram Threads, and we're over there on the public Facebook, The Real Fireman Rich. So this is Rich Roberts wishing you all well on this hashtag Wannabe Friday, and we'll be talking with you. Next Tuesday, though, we will be doing the Mixcloud broadcast. I got to remind myself. I don't have that on the calendar yet. I got to write that on the calendar. All right, folks. You all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace. Take care, folks.